Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our blog and check out our new streaming capability, our new podcasting capability in the archives on the shows that we've done already, the ones we're doing today, the ones we did yesterday, the ones we did in 1999. All those are available in a whole new array of different options for you. So check those out, folks. We did it for you. We've been working on this for a long time. We're very excited about it. Also, don't forget to check out our new website, the knowledge base, askjim.biz, the world's only knowledge base for small business. You got questions, we got answers. It's Small Business Answers Now. And so I hope you'll check that out and use it to your advantage, askjim.biz. Robert Mueller is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Robert's a new friend. He's an attorney, former attorney, he says. He is the bullying boss's counselor. How about that? And he's represented thousands of employees who suffered bullying at the hands of their employers, which they shouldn't have been doing that. And we're gonna talk about that with Robert today. Here's one statistic I want him to talk about. Robert, welcome back to the show.
Hey, dear. Good morning.
It's good to have you here. Robert, one in six employees are a victim of bullying?
You know, the definitions of bullying go all over the map, but Keasley in Michigan did a study, and that's what she came up with.
One in six. That's a lot. 18%.
Yeah, and then there's this guy Hornstein, who is the pioneer in the field in New York. He came up with a figure of 5 million.
Somebody's actually, I mean, you guys are actually making a living off of bullying. I mean, there must be a lot of bullying going on.
There's a whole lot of bullying going on, and a lot of it's below the radar, so people have difficulty getting help. They're isolated.
Here's some other statistics, folks. This is from Dr. Gary and Ruth Namey, and it's in Robert's book, Bullying Bosses, A Survivor's Guide. 84% of bullying targets are women. 82% of bullying targets ultimately lost their jobs. 81% of bullies are managers. Not peers. 50% of bullies are women, plus and 50% are men. Half and half men and women. Now that's interesting. And 98% of bullying has a witness. Very interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. The witness part is one of the most difficult parts. The bully tends to target one employee at a time, and
because they're not courageous, they're just mean.
Oh, they're definitely not courageous, and they're always working behind the scenes. It's, you know, it's politics. It's office politics gone bad and over the top.
I have seen this myself.
Oh, okay.
I have witnessed it. I have had family members who were bullied by people.
Well, have you noticed that?
I was bullied in college. I've been bullied before.
And did you notice how the witnesses around you kind of?
You know what I did to stop the bully?
What'd you do?
I'm serious. I mean this, folks. I put up with it a long time, like about a year and a half. I finally called him out back and told him if he didn't stop, I was going to kill him.
Well, that will work.
It did work, and I meant it. I mean, I was so... This guy had ridden me. He was an older guy. He had ridden me so hard. He had no right to do it. He had no business doing it. He was barely more than a peer. And I don't recommend doing that, folks. I'm just telling you that I couldn't... Nobody... The guy wouldn't stop, and I finally had to convince him that his life was in danger.
Well, you know, and I wouldn't recommend that either.
I don't either, but I couldn't get him to stop.
People do tend to get violent tendencies in these situations, and sometimes they erupt into the kind of violence that you'll see in the newspaper, which is...
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, that's my point. I mean, listen, I'm not a violent person. I'm a lover, not a fighter. But I was at my wit's end, and I was putting up... See, here's the thing. I was putting up with it because I was just a kid. He was an older guy. You know what I mean? He was sort of, for a long time, he was like a parent figure in a way. Not he wasn't really a parent, but because of his age and his position, even though he wasn't my boss, he came across... I'm only saying this to say this is how insidious it can be.
Well, one of the common things that you get in bullying across, you know, schoolyard bullies and workplace bullies have a tremendous number of differences. But one thing you get in common for all of them, and it's the dictionary definition, is that if somebody is using their superior political power, or the schoolyard would be more physical, in order to tyrannize somebody who's vulnerable, who's of lesser power, they're not just picking anybody. They're using institutional muscle to hurt and terrorize and suppress a particular
individual. Yeah.
Individual. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so what happens is the other employees stand around, and they can't comprehend what they're seeing.
And so it's a form of bigotry. It's a form of bigotry, really, kind of in a way. In other words, someone who's a bigot attacks a class of people, whereas a bully attacks just one person. See, that's how I think of it. Not to bring up most recent story again, but that's kind of how I felt about Imus. Don Imus, I feel like is more of a bully than a bigot.
You just hit the nail right on the head. You know, the difference between a bully and everybody else, as far as I'm concerned, is whether or not they have an ability to connect with other human beings. You know, connect in a way that's human to human, feel each other, empathy, mm-hmm. compassion, the regular stuff that human beings do on an everyday basis without thinking about it.
Right.
If you do not have that empathy, you are disconnected from everybody. That makes you much more likely to cast disparagements against groups of people that you're not familiar with, whether it be women or a particular ethnic group or any number of things. They don't care so long as they're demonstrating their superiority through an attack.
Well, what they're doing, but said another way, Robert, they're trying to overcome what they consider to be an inferiority. And it could look like they're demonstrating their superiority, but the truth is they actually don't have superiority.
And you know your business. That's exactly right.
Now they may have superiority from a position standpoint, from a structural standpoint in the organization, but as a human being they don't.
Exactly, they're hollow. They're mm-hmm. they're afraid that somebody's going to pull the mask off of them and see that they're nothing.
And is a way to deal with a bully just to literally pity them? I mean, they really are pathetic. They really should be pitied, shouldn't they? I mean, they're really sad people, aren't they? I mean, that's what I think of Don Imus as a very unhappy person. I think that's the reason he attacks individuals.
You know, the word pity is kind of rough. What I say is compassion. I'll tell you why. They lack compassion, so I think the better word is to look at them. You know, they got pain all over their faces. It's unmistakable. They got this.
When you're being bullied, though, compassion is hard to ginger up there.
Okay, you have me all right here?
Stand by, Robert. We're going to take a quick break. Robert Mueller is our guest, folks. His book is called Bullying Bosses, A Survivor's Guide. It's interesting stuff, folks, and it's probably something you've seen and you probably need to know a little bit more of. And business owners, make sure we don't do any of this stuff. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Aflac for Small Business. How can I help you?
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an ant.
Okay.
I got a tunneling business. You dig?
How many employees?
Well, it's a family-run business. Just me and my aunts.
Well, with Aflac for
Small Advocate, and we're visiting with our new friend, Robert Mueller. And that's M-U-E-L-L-E-R. If you're Googling him, Robert Mueller. And his book is called Bullying Bosses, A Survivor Guide, How to Transcend the Illusion of the Interpersonal. Robert, tell us, give us your website and tell us where your book is available.
Yeah, the website is BullyingBosses.com. It's BullyingBosses, BossesES.com. By the way, if you Google my name, you know what you're going to get is the director of the FBI.
Oh, yeah, I thought I'd recognize your name. By the way, how was that job? Was that a tough gig for you?
What's that?
I'm teasing
and now,
you, Robert.
Now I'm hunting bullies. It's just
now, Robert, we're going into the bonus round. You're going to have to pick up the pace a little bit here.
Okay, great. Okay.
Yeah, Robert Mueller, don't Google him and look for the FBI guy. Look for the Bullying Bosses guy. BullyingBosses Bosses is the title of the book. Okay, we're talking about these really sad people. If you're a bully, What should we do if a small business owner wondered, maybe they're thinking, you know, am I a bully because I'm a little bit hyper, I'm a little grumpy sometimes, I'm pretty strict on my employees. Being strict is not the same thing. Being serious and focused is not the same thing as bullying, is it? It's totally different.
Absolutely right. But people are scrambling for definitions all around the world. And the notion that you can pass a law or corporate policy, which they exist in a great many places, based on just the behaviors, no harassing, no vexing, none of this kind of stuff is going to apply to a bully that's functioning in a subliminal way, on a subtle way.
Mm-hmm.
Micromanaging, for example, is never going to show up on the radar like that. It's not about the techniques they use. It's about exploiting their power superiority to make up for the fact they can't connect with other people. And they will do an edict or an order when another person would listen.
Mm-hmm.
A good boss, actually, that's the point. Good boss stops, looks, and listens. The bully is going to listen to only his own head.
And a bully is not likely to say, what do you think?
No, they don't want to hear it because they don't believe you anyway. They're mm-hmm. on their own island.
But bullying doesn't have to be big and aggressive and rough and coarse. Bullying could be very passive-aggressive, couldn't it?
Absolutely.
Often is, probably.
Yeah, well, I would say subtle is the more common form of bullying.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something you can really define in any kind of legislation, but you can find the bullies by looking around them in their context. Look at the employees. Are they listening? Are they understanding? Or are they deflecting? Are their eyes open and bright? Are they engaged in their work? Or are they distanced from their work? Are they uncaring? Are they trying to protect themselves in some kind of a way? You look at the context. You don't look at an individual incident, because that could be anything. A bad day, for example. What you look for are patterns.
Mm-hmm.
Does this person engage in a habit and practice of basically compromising your humanity?
Well, here's one thing I'd like to point out, Robert. For small business owners, if you yourself are a bully, then obviously it's your company, and if obviously bullies aren't going to be very productive managers, then their businesses aren't going to be very, very productive and competitive. I think, especially in the current environment with not being able to find enough qualified employees, Robert. But if a business owner is not a bully, but they've hired a manager, they've empowered a manager to manage other people. Make sure that these managers, in their zeal to serve you, to make you happy, to get promoted, to get a raise, to get a bonus, make sure that they're not bullying your employees without you knowing it.
Well, that's the thing. They charm up and they bully down. They are the excellent...
Say that again.
They bully up. Bully down and they charm up. A manager mm-hmm. has a hard time identifying who the bullies are if they're listening to the compliments and the charm,
mm-hmm.
behind which there is no sincerity whatsoever. Look for the sincerity. Shake the hand and look in their eyes. If there's no sincerity, if there's no connection between you and your, say, subordinate supervisor, then that supervisor has no connection with their own employee.
What should you do if an employee comes in to you around their boss, around their manager, and says, sir or ma'am, I know that I work for John over there, but I have something to tell you. And then they tell you that they've been bullied. What are you supposed to do with that?
I recommend that the employee on 3x5 cards with the incident cards on my website document every single event so as to establish the pattern that we want to look for. Not a journal. Journals tend to whine.
Right.
What we want is just the succinct details: name, dates, places.
Do you think that should be something that's set out before the bullying begins? This should be something employees know they can have, or do you recommend doing it after the fact?
I recommend that you draw up your quick notes, go home, and then put them together in a succinct statement with just the succinct details.
What I mean is, do you tell your employees to do that once they've reported the bullying, or do you say before anybody's ever bullied, okay, if anybody ever bullies you, write it down on a card?
That's dysfunctional. We don't have everybody running around being paranoid about bullying.
So you do it after the fact.
When you know that it's happening, one of the problems is that managers are looking for a formal complaint.
Right.
Well, bullies, they squash people. They tend, the targets mm-hmm. tend not to go out and make a, shroud about their being bullied. They get quiet. They cower.
Right.
What you have to do is listen to even the subtlest of comments.
Robert, you got to forgive me. We have to wrap it up. Will you come back another day? We got more to talk about.
Okay, great.
Robert Mueller, ladies and gentlemen, the book is called Bullying Bosses, A Survivor's Guide. That's bullyingbosses.com. Quick break. Right back with our good friend Paul Casey. Stay with us.
You've reached Pierce Incorporated. For Matt Pearson Sales, press 1. For Matt Pearson Accounting, press 1. For Matt Pearson Human Resources, press 1.
At Aflac, we know things are different in small companies. Introducing Aflac for Small Business. With Aflac SB, your small business can have the same Aflac products and service the big guys get.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.